Pink Midnight.
Pink Midnight.
Pink Midnight.
Dear Mom, it's really not such a bad life out here in the jungle. The cougars are friendly enough. There's capybara swimming on by. There's snakes which we twist and tie. There's waterfalls and stuff to eat. Really, although we have our escaped captives, everybody's been treating one another fairly kindly. We go for swims together. We frolic through the jungle. The dangers truly seem innocuous. Perhaps the jungles of the Amazon were exaggerated. There's even a beautiful Japanese temple where a samurai was almost swindled by a savvy Japanese, or rather Brazilian businessman. He puts his cigars out in a vertically challenged gent who doesn't seem to mind much, although he has several cigar markings on his cap. He wears it all the same. In terms of our pursuers, I don't know. We haven't seen them in weeks. Perhaps they're around. But the threats have, for the most part, dissipated. And so we casually frolic through the jungle, never really minding exactly our dangers. They seem to have frittered away. Mom, the girls and the guys are calling me chubby, but I don't really seem to mind. There was a stick of dynamite which almost blew up, but I sat on it and it was relieved for comic effect, and for, in all practical sense, our sense of danger. The threats are actually pretty relaxing to watch. We just sit in a waterfall and watch the dynamite explode. Sometimes they try and drown each other. Sometimes a punch is thrown. But really, all in all, they don't bother with us too much. I do miss home at night sometimes, Mom, when the snakes are crawling over me, and I think back to that Brazilian businessman who was up to no good. He wasn't very kind to me, I must admit. Well, Mom, this might be my most entertaining postcard by far. I did sit on another stick of dynamite, and this time it did go off, although it just turned my face a bit yellowish. However, a wrestling match occurred, which is one for the ages. Two beautiful ladies wrestling in a river, and it was soon interrupted by a flying machete. Two llamas looked on, and I ran for the hills, as I am wont to do in this situation, although most likely I'll circle back around dinner time and simply laugh it off, as we have been doing these past few months, lost in the jungle, pursued, but not vehemently so. That was actually a little field recording, Mom, of me being pursued by some boar and also the usual pursuers, who are somewhat lackadaisical and easy enough to evade. They let me steer the boat today, Mom, and I even led the pack in a mad dash through the jungle. However, Fox did capture the princess, but Chris, our fearless leader and usually the conqueror of our pursuers whenever they got too close, just kind of went, eh. But, you know, Mom, sometimes I lie awake at night and wonder where it all went wrong. I mean, Chris macked it with literally every girl on the mission, but ended up going off with the princess anyway. Whereas I'm still alone, still waiting for the next adventure and waiting for the next call from Chris, which I'm sure will come any day now. I mean, we had so much fun and we were successful, Mom.
Seems I may have spoke a little too soon, Mom. I got a bit of a surprise at the end of the journey.
Thank you for tuning in to Pink Midnight. We hope you have enjoyed your stay in this haunted hotel, in this abandoned palace, in this opulent field of nowhere grass.